it's time for me to talk about someone other than myself. Please, don't be too heartbroken. Once in a while, we need to discuss somebody who is not quite as charming, intelligent, or impressive as I am. That's right. It's time to talk about you. Occasionally, while infiltrating the Hushlands, I run across enterprising young people who want to resist librarian control of their country. You ask me what you can do to fight. Well, I have three answers for you. First, make sure you buy lots and lots and lots of copies of my book. There are plenty of uses for them. I'll discuss this in a bit. And for every one you buy, we donate money to the Alcatraz Smedry Wildlife Fund for buying Alcatraz Smedry cool stuff. The second thing you can do isn't quite as awesome, but it's still good. You can read. Librarians control their world via information. Grandpa Smedry says that information is a far better weapon than any sword or oculatory lens. And I'm beginning to think he might be right. Though the kitten chainsaw I discussed in Book 2 is a close second. The best way to fight the librarians is to read a lot of books. Everything you can get your hands on. Then do the third thing I'm about to tell you. Buy lots of copies of my books. Oh, wait. Did I already mention that? Well, then there are four things you can do. But this intro is already getting too long. I'll tell you about the last one later. Know, however, that it involves popcorn.
Okay.
I turn to Bastille.
How do I find this Folsom guy?
I don't know.
She pointed.
Maybe ask his mom, who is standing right there?
Oh, right. Quentin's brother. That makes Paddywagon his mother.
She was talking with Sing. I gestured to Bastille to go with me to them, but she hesitated.
What?
My mission is officially over.
She glanced toward Drolin.
I need to report at Crystallia.
Drolin had made her way toward the exit of the room, and she was regarding Bastille in that way of hers that was somehow both insistent and patient.
What about your father?
I glanced in the direction he and Grandpa Smedry had disappeared.
He barely got time to see you two.
The kingdom takes precedence over everything else.
That sounded like a rehearsed line to me. Probably something Bastille had heard a lot when growing up.
Okay. Well, I'll see you, then.
Yeah.
I braced myself for another hug, known in the industry as a teenage boy forced reboot. But she just stood there, then hurried out after her mother. I was left trying to figure out just when things between us had grown so awkward. I was tempted to think back on all the good times we had spent together. Bastille smacking me in the face with her handbag. Bastille kicking me in the chest. Bastille making fun of something dumb I'd said. I would probably have a good case for abuse if I hadn't also 1, broken her sword, 2, kicked her first, and 3, been so awesome. Feeling strangely abandoned, I stepped up to my Aunt Patty.
You done being affectionate with the young knight there? Cute thing, isn't she?
What's this? Did I miss something?
No, nothing.
I'm sure.
Look, I need to find your son, Folsom.
Huh. What you need him for?
Important Smedry business.
Well, it's a good thing I'm an important Smedry then, isn't it?
She had me there.
Grandpa wants me to ask about what the librarians have been doing in town since he left.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Because, well, I...
Slowness of thought. It's okay, hon. Your father isn't all that bright either. Well, let's go find Folsom then. See ya, Sing!
I reached for Sing, hoping he wouldn't abandon me to this awful woman. But he had already turned to go with some other people, and Patty had me by the arm. I should stop and note here that in the years since that day, I've grown rather fond of Aunt Paddywagon. This statement has nothing at all to do with the fact that she threatened to toss me out a window if I didn't include it. The mountainous woman pulled me from the room and down the hallway. Soon we were standing in the sunlight on the front steps outside as Patty sent one of the serving men to fetch transportation.
You know, if you tell me where Folsom is, I could just go find him on my own. There's no need
He's out and about on very important business. I'll have to lead you. I can't tell you. You see, as a librarian expert, he's been put in charge of a recent defection.
Defection?
Yes,